At some point today, dog, I have to tell you about the best pickup line ever that was thrust upon me.
Somebody tried to pick you up?
What was his name? Who was he?
The chick, man.
We were at an event where JC introduced me as his boyfriend, Scott.
Well, that's your world.
So I can't imagine it was a girl.
That's your world, dog. No, this is a full package family. She had a kid in tow.
Yeah.
And,
yours?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But she wanted her brother to know up front, hey, this is a package deal, so I can respect that.
Uh-huh.
So she
was picking you up in front of her kid?
When you're dating a mom, you got to bring the kid with you?
You know what? Go ahead and throw it out there. Go ahead and throw it out there. Bring the kid on up there. We'll inspect you. We'll look at the kid. And we'll make our own decision.
So what's the pickup line?
All right. So she rolls up to me, and she says, excuse me. I said, yeah, baby, what's up? She said, what brand are your boots? I said, I really don't know. And I kind of turned them upside down so I could look. I didn't know what brand my boots were. She goes, no, I didn't really mean what brand. I mean, what material are they made out of? I'm like, well, I'm guessing they're leather.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure they weren't an animal because I didn't want to have call PETA on you. And I was like, that's my
leather.
Yeah. It is an animal.
Give us a pickup line. What did she say? What was the pickup line?
Please come home with me right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, please.
What? That's the worst.
So that's better than, is that a mirror in your pants? Because I could see myself.
Wait a minute. Like, are you making up the part about please come home with me?
Yes,
you remind me of my big toe because I know I'm going to be on the coffee table all night.
Stopped down the show because a woman asked you what your boots were made out of.
You just said.
I didn't stop down no show.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
We were talking about kids.
We just hit yield.
Hold on, kid.
I got to tell you something.
Kid, hold on.
I didn't. Hold on. Hold on. I said at some point.
You know what? Forget saving sick children for just a minute. I want to say something.
What?
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you finish.
Yo, let me finish.
I heard the best pickup line ever last night. I just want to make sure that those shoes weren't something with PETA. What do you think?
That cannot be the story. That really can't be.
He's getting worse, Kelly. He's getting worse.
You just left me so dissatisfied.
Well, he's gonna be that really old black guy.
How many times he left you dissatisfied, Jason? Yeah,
he's gonna be that really old black guy at the dinner table that gets everybody's attention.
Uh-huh.
Like he'll bang a fork on a glass, and then say something completely nonsensical.
Random.
My daddy does that.
I'm sure he does.
It's all good.
You've become him.
Fruit don't fall far from the tree, dog.
Yeah. You're just gonna drink that 5-hour right now.
Yeah, I gotta.
I don't
drink
want
something.
You having more energy.
I gotta drink. Something.
I want you having less energy. I want you to go to sleep.
That was a pickup.
I just want you to lay down and go to sleep.
Put him to sleep.
I don't even know why that was even a story you tell. I had conversations with people last night. I'm not going to tell a story.
You should.
There's nothing to tell.
That was my story.
There was nothing to tell.
I got hit on, all right? A girl came with her daughter and hit on me. I'm very flattered.
How about the woman that came up to us and said, I have been listening to you in San Antonio since I was 12 years old. And she was 50. And I'm like, we've only been on in San Antonio for 6 years. Oh. That was the best pickup line I ever heard.
That was a good story, though.
Thanks.